This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. Russian-backed separatists packed civilians onto buses out of breakaway regions in eastern Ukraine on Friday, a shock turn in a conflict the West believes Moscow plans to use as justification for all-out invasion of its neighbor. Warning signs blared in Donetsk after it and the other self-proclaimed region, Luhansk, announced an evacuation to Russia, with women, children, and the elderly going first. The evacuation came after the simmering eastern Ukraine conflict zone saw what some sources described as the most intense artillery bombardment for years on Friday. Western countries have said they think the shelling, which began on Thursday and intensified in its second day, is part of a pretext created by Russian President Vladimir Putin's government to justify an invasion of Ukraine. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres says the world is probably a more dangerous place now than during the Cold War, with East-West tensions at their highest point since the collapse of the Soviet Union in the 1990s. Guterres warned Friday about the dangers of just a small mistake or miscommunication between world powers.
With the concentration of Russian forces around Ukraine, I am deeply concerned about heightened tensions and increased speculation about a military conflict in Europe. I still think it will not happen, but if it did, it would be catastrophic. There is no alternative to diplomacy.
Guterres said in his opening speech at an annual security conference in Munich that, quote, the threat to global security now is more complex and probably higher than during the Cold War. Find more on our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Six African countries have been chosen to establish their own mRNA vaccine production, the World Health Organization said Friday, with the continent largely shut out of access to COVID jabs. Egypt, Kenya, Nigeria, Senegal, South Africa, and Tunisia were selected as the first recipients of technology from the WHO's Global mRNA Vaccine Hub in a push to ensure Africa can make its own jabs to fight COVID and other diseases.
More than 80% of the population of Africa is yet to receive a single dose. Much of this inequity has been driven by the fact that globally vaccine production is concentrated in a few mostly high-income countries.
WHO Chief Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus at a ceremony on the sidelines of an EU-Africa summit in Brussels. Tedros has continually called for equitable access to vaccines in order to beat the pandemic and rails against the way wealthy nations have hogged doses, leaving Africa lagging behind other continents in the global vaccination effort. Currently, only 1% of the vaccines used in Africa are produced on the continent of some 1.3 billion people. A judge in the northern U.S. state of Minnesota on Friday sentenced former police officer Kimberly Potter to 2 years in the fatal shooting of black motorist Dante Wright during a traffic stop, a lighter sentence than just over 7 years in prison sought by prosecutors. Potter, 49, mistake her handgun for her taser in firing on Wright, 20, as he resisted officers who pulled him over in a Minneapolis suburb last April. She was found guilty by a jury in December of first-degree and second-degree manslaughter. The shooting in Brooklyn Center triggered multiple nights of protests there, capturing national attention at a time many Americans were reckoning with racism and police violence. It happened just a few miles north of where Derek Chauvin, a former Minneapolis police officer, was standing trial for killing George Floyd, a black man whose 2020 death during an arrest helped set off demonstrations around the nation and the world. Police began towing trucks from central Ottawa on Friday and stepped up arrests of protesters in a bid to end a trucker-led movement that has blockaded Canada's capital for 3 weeks. The protesters have lined heavy trucks outside Parliament and Prime Minister Justin Trudeau's office, and Ottawa police, fearing escalation or violence, had sought to disperse them with fines and threats. But with dozens of trucks still occupying downtown, police on Thursday arrested two of the movement's leaders. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA